Good afternoon. I am joined here with a very special guest, a very, I would say, casual guest as of now, Mr. Nice. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain.
I like the casual part. Laid back.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely a usual, I would say.
It's the Money Matter show. So you got to have people on the show, and we try to make that happen, right?
So. Of course. So what are we going to talk about today?
We started kind of, I don't know if part one is good, but we started last week talking about holiday spending. And then this week we'll talk about kind of the specific ways, areas, days, all that kind of thing of how to look at kind of the different ways of doing hopefully some money saving, even though we know we're going to spend, right? So
just in time too. Look what's right around the corner.
Exactly. Which we're going to talk about that because, I mean, we got an event Thursday night that can save you money.
It definitely can.
Definitely. Yeah.
But before we get too deep into that, we have a question of the day today on the AFN Bahrain Facebook page. Now, if first responders had a theme song, what would it be?
So I was thinking about this from the sense of like if you were trying to, I don't want to say sell, promote, especially to kids, because kids need to know who the safe people are, right? So I thought, like, and this is going to sound cheesy, the Golden Girls theme song. Thank you for being a friend. And then you bring all the first responders in this, like, collage, and they're like, thank you for being a friend, you know, all that first responder, because if it was the opposite and more like an action, I don't know if they'd have a theme song. I think they'd have theme music. Like, it'd be no lyrics.
Yeah.
Because that would be too, I don't know, general. I just think action music.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yeah, something like that.
Instrumental.
Exactly. Yeah, just the no lyrics part of Welcome to the Jungle. Because, I mean, that's first responders for real life, right?
Yeah.
Is the craziness of that.
I mean, why change something that's so good, though, with the Cops TV show Bad Boys?
Yeah, I know. But, like, I don't know if, like, a firefighter, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, firefighter is bad.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that's anti. I was just thinking, like, all the first responders I could think of, like, nurses that have to come out. I don't know if Bad Boys is the theme song for them. But, yeah, that's why I said I think it'd be more, like, action-packed, just
like
crazy.
Superhero song kind
of. Yeah.
Because these aren't usually instrumentals in, like, like Superman's, like when he springs, when you see the cape.
Yeah.
And it goes, da-da-da-da.
I tell you one that got picked up, I mean, just here in concert, Gary Clark Jr. He did Come Together for DC. So when all the superheroes or the first responders come together, so firefighters report, you know, pass them to the paramedic to the nurse. I mean, that's the Come Together, right? Maybe that one. So not the Beatles version, but the little bit more gritty Gary Clark Jr. version. So that's what I'm going to go with just because I like that.
Definitely. And if you are a first responder out there, thank you for everything you do.
Definitely.
For us in the military and civilian side, we do appreciate everything.
We didn't invent great music. We perfected it. AFM, the Eagle.
We're here with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain, getting ready to deliver you holiday planning part two.
Definitely.
So what do you want to start?
Well, I think, honestly, we should might as well start with what's happening this weekend.
You definitely should. Nightmare on Spine Street.
Definitely. And I mean, that's ours. I will say that out in the kingdom, there are different events going on.
A lot of clubs doing stuff.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
And there's brunches.
Yeah.
So it's really kind of crazy because then they're doing, I mean, obviously it depends on what your faith background is. But for some people, the 1st of November is a really important part of this season because it's All Saints Day.
Okay.
And so it's like they've already actually done celebrating that stuff. But because of how the days fall, then there are brunches all weekend. Like, I mean, a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I think like Rotana, I mean, not that we're sponsored, maybe they'll help us out here.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's, I mean, I saw them with some of our advertisers in the Desert Times. I think like Moving Picks got it, the K's got it. I mean, it's not like one place. There's a bunch of places that are doing it. And that is, again, what we've talked about, that if you know that there's opportunity for that, then there's not, I mean, because I didn't see a single one of those brunches that were like, here's our bargain price of like 5 BD or something like that. So you know that that's going to be, it could be, I mean, there were a few of them that were like 42, 47 BD.
It's kind of and, like casual now, like probably I would assume around these holiday times.
Yeah.
Really driving the
Prices. Yeah, they're not trying to like give you bargain basement prices. Right. If anything, the prices are going the other direction because these are special. These aren't typical brunches. These are like special ones that who knows, they throw some plastic spiders out and now they charge you an extra 15 BD. Yeah. Whatever it's going to be, I don't know. The point is it's okay as long as we know in the budget that we're going to spend that kind of money and we're not going to do it on like a Friday, Saturday kind of thing, 3 weekends in a row or every holiday weekend, unless we're going to budget for it. Yeah. So if you got a budget, go get them. But again, we've talked about this before in other spending and then last week of just being prepared. So don't just say, oh, I didn't know, like the weekend's coming. You can brunch any other time and then just say, oh, but this is special. Like there's a bunch of special weekends for like the next 2 months. So let's make sure that you put that spending plan together and then just budget for it. It's great. You can spend money. And then the irony being is that depending on how you do it, if you're with your, and we're going to use this example kind of over and over for a few days going through New Year's of, okay, let's just say me, you, and DJ Mojo, the whole shop, everybody's going to go brunching. Mm-hmm. But if we agree that we're going to go brunch and nobody buys Christmas presents, technically we could save money.
Yeah.
Because instead of us looking and buying every single person a Christmas present and then, oh, we got to make sure we spend this much and get this much. Now we're spending time together and we've got that experience and we've all agreed and said, this is going to be our Halloween experience. So now we're going to do that together, show up in costume, be, I don't know, maybe you're going to be like a Mario Brothers theme and you're, you know, Mojica's Luigi and you're Mario and I'm not going to know who's going to be princess, but I'm just saying whoever it is,
Toad.
There you go, Toad. We got every a mushroom in here and there. Whatever we're going to do, my point being is that you can still have fun and just have that experience. But then even if you're going to spend money, then let's make sure. But again, shameless promotion company guys that we are, you know, Nightmare on Spine Street's going to be here.
It is. It's right around the corner. So get your costumes ready.
Yeah.
AFM plans to be there.
Yep.
Just come by if you want to find out some information and take pictures with me. I'm going to be a dinosaur.
I mean, that's not a bad gig right there. And this is your first one.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe we'll give them a little bit of information. So it starts off in super chill part of Spine Street, and then as you go down, it gets scarier and scarier.
Oh,
so that way, if you've got kind of the little guys, and by that I mean it could just be your coworkers. So just knowing who that is and what their tolerance, they get in and it's like, oh, too much blood, too much craziness, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You can stop and then just go back where you came, or you can, I don't want to say man up, but if you're if it's your thing and you want to, there's some guys that just, you know, they're kind of head to toe, like blood covered and whatever it's going to be. So you know, if you do have the little guys, it is free. So you're saying, oh, that's perfect for the budget. If you're a parent or if you're a maybe a sibling that's going to hang out with the other ones, you're going to go and get candy and all kinds of stuff and whatever that means. But it's just a fun time. There's going to be food there and it's a blast.
Definitely. Coming back to what you were saying about before, brunches as well.
Yeah.
We just went to one this past weekend for our DJ Balake's birthday.
Right.
And so you also got to remember, you got to book in advance.
Yeah.
All these places are going to need reservations. We found that out at the one place we were originally going to, had to switch to the Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good time. It's Oktoberfest themed. So it's
delicious.
Delicious indeed. Yeah. I had a blast. But yeah, no. Brunches are definitely good. They are expensive, though. So if you do plan on going, I mean, take something out, whether it's a trip that's planned. And I know that sounds like a big step up, but brunches are like, what? I mean, if it's 40 BD, that's pretty much $100, over $100.
Yeah.
Just for a meal that you could probably do for cheaper somewhere else.
And I mean, you know, just depending, we've talked about this, like what the event means or what your expectations are.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal. And we're going to talk about that as we go throughout the rest of the day.
AFM, the Eagle. Anything else is like having Fruit Loops. Serving America's best.
We're here with Mr. Patrick Underwood, just chilling, talking about Spine Street and about the different festivities that are going to be happening throughout these next couple months. I mean, what's the next big one is Thanksgiving, right?
Which is big to us, but not big to the kingdom.
Exactly. But they're going to, like with the brunches and all that, they're going to advertise it like crazy.
And so because we have other expats here and stuff like that, then there are other things that will happen as we go throughout. And yeah, it's, of course, we will also, after this weekend, which this weekend is, there are things going on, if that makes sense, too. So on top of coming right out of Halloween, there is, and again, we need to work on our sponsorship for the show. If we're going to talk about money, you know, maybe we can at least get some tickets promoting some things. So there is the World Tour 3-on-3 basketball that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So just introduced to the Olympics this year, but that's been going on for a while. So this is a stop. They were here last year. They're going to be here this weekend, and then the WEC, the World Endurance Championship, is going to be out at the track. So 8 hours of Bahrain. So you can go, and there's all kinds of stuff, and that is very affordable. I think it's like 5.5 BD or something like that. No assigned seats at the track. So if you've never been before, they have an open paddock there, so you can get into the pits and all that kind of stuff. It's way more accessible than F1. And different kinds of cars, different kinds of races. So it is not an F1 race. It's different. But my point is that you can go out and do a lot of the stuff that you want to for, you know, an affordable price. And that out there at the track is going to have all kinds of stuff for the family, too. Mm-hmm. Kid stuff. So there's a bunch of different options. And you're like, oh, wow, that guy on the radio was talking about it. How can I get more information? You got to look that up. We're not here to be that kind of advertising people. Yeah. Not yet because of sponsorship. We're going to work on that one maybe. But the point is that out here in the kingdom, there's always going to be different things. So whether it's our holiday or their holiday, it doesn't really matter. We've just got to understand, hey, how are we going to control our money? Mm-hmm. So just this weekend coming up, there are things that we're going to be able to do, brunching, tickets to different events and all of that kind of great stuff. Of course, we just had a concert a couple of days ago. We're going to have some more coming up around the corner here, you know, out at the amphitheater. Who doesn't want to go see Lionel Richie? I mean, come on, Uncle Lionel, you know? I mean,
I've never seen
classic.
How old is he now?
Vintage. Yeah. He's, definitely vintage. But just with the fact that if somebody does, are they just going to on a whim and then hope that they pay their credit card off when they do, or are they going to just plan it? So, of course, we talked a lot about the planning and structure, all that kind of stuff last week. But with this week coming up, knowing that we're going to have different holidays, and of course, like you said, we'll roll into Thanksgiving here in a sec after the break. But just knowing we just want to be prepared, plan, and that's how we're going to successfully weave our way through the holidays.
Add it up. Nobody plays more music. AFN, the Eagle.
So getting ready to talk about Thanksgiving, because that's upcoming right after Halloween. And Halloween for me was always a big thing. We'd always dress up, whether it was me and my twin, we would do the same, or, you know, intermingling outfits, that kind of thing.
Oh, man. I think that you could come off with some, like, super creepy outfits if you wanted to, which sounds like you might have, but the fact that you have that opportunity is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw one online the other day. It was, you know, Slink from Toy Story.
Yeah.
So it was two guys that stood with.
So we're talking about doing that with my nephews. So I got two little nephews. They're two 2 years old. They're twins.
Yeah.
And so that's what we talked about. Hey, we should do that with them.
Yeah, I was watching like some videos, like they all played basketball in costumes.
Yeah.
And like the back half of Slink was out of bounds, but the front half was in. So when the front half caught the ball, the ref blew the whistle, like, out of bounds.
Yeah, I think that's the cool thing about this time of year is that you can do that. In all seriousness, with that same kind of thing, we did this, kind of ran into it a little bit last year in talking about, you know, you can go to these different events, but some people, it's kind of like wearing a shirt, maybe. They don't want to wear the same costume at all the same things.
Yeah.
So are you going to go to five different places and have five different costumes. That can start, you can start running up the bill with that, man. Yeah, so understanding kind of where your limit's going to be. Again, a lot of it is just preparation or then expectations with it. So if you've got that, we've talked a lot about that FOMO of just saying like, oh man, but they're going to do it. And then, yeah, but if, are they going to do it and then spend a lot of money? Because, but if they've budgeted for it, it works for them, but it doesn't work for you. Mm-hmm. So you've got to understand, it doesn't mean you can't do it or you won't be able to share the experience. It just may not be in that same way. You just have to lower your expectations maybe. And we were just talking about a concert. So is it one thing that you got to have those most expensive front row seats, or are you cool with just being in the building? Because sometimes you can just have that. I know Ed Sheeran was like that. A lot of people went and they're like, oh, and I'm all the way in the back. Oh, I don't care. I just love it. You know, and you're like, okay, whatever your expectations are, that's where you got to come down to. Right. And so knowing that you may not have the best, kind of like flying on an airplane. If you got to fly first class all the time, I mean, you just budget for it, make it part of the trip and say, oh, how come your trip costs twice as much as mine? I only fly business class. Like, cool. Yeah. Then that's fine. And I think that that goes with everything that we've talked about. Is one thing just to brunch, or do I have to brunch like the top shelf? I got to have everything thrown in with it. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that is all about how you're going to budget for things. So looking at Thanksgiving,
a lot of food.
Yeah, a lot of food and what could be a lot of different opportunities to be involved too. Knowing that that's going to be a long weekend for a bunch of people. There's probably not going to be an event. There's going to be multiple events.
What kind of events do they do like here?
So I will say one that is, I feel is pretty underrated is Thanksgiving at the Galley.
Oh.
So the reason that I say that is because I have been, I don't know, quite a few years, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Went last year, and I like to go because I can eat and I usually cook at home. So I don't have to prepare the dinner, like the lunchtime. I usually go like at 10:30, 11. I go and get something to eat, hang out, totally chill, and then I go back home and continue cooking. And so knowing, again, there's a plan. There's kind of a system with everything. We do have our little Black Friday sale that happens here at the Nex. And there are some out in town, too. So it's kind of ironic that even though we don't have Thanksgiving per se, they still do have that kind of Black Friday thing that does happen here. I mean, some places. It's not big, definitely not like the States, for sure.
Of course.
None at all.
Not people. Diving for toasters.
Yeah, and so that's another kind of irony is now that you bring that up is, you know, some guys go with a real kind of purpose to Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got, I want to get this TV or I want to get this gaming system or whatever it is. And say there's like 10, but they're number 12 in line, right? So all 10 of them are gone. And now what are you going to do? Some guys are out of frustration almost. They've got to get a bargain. And then, do you need a toaster? I'm not anti-toaster. I'm 100% toaster. But do you need one? Yeah. And then now you say, like, now you're walking out with, like, a blender, a toaster, a food processor, and you don't need any of it, but you got a really good deal, right? So, surprise, guess what, you know, my coworkers are going to get for Christmas? Like, I don't know. Why did you buy? I don't know. Because I could get a good deal.
Yeah.
So, again, that goes back into preparation of, well, now that you got that good deal, what are you going to do with it? I don't know. That's because it wasn't part of your plan.
Mm-hmm.
So, just, again, knowing what you want to do, I will say I had the blessing last year of moseying through on Black Friday, and I didn't go early on. I don't even remember why I was there. I think I actually came for something else and just cruised on through. And I had been shopping for about 3 months for a new watch.
Mm.
And when I walked in, they had these watches on sale. I literally went online to where I was shopping, found that it was $30 less at this store. So I just got it here and didn't have to have it shipped.
But there you go.
That's the plan of knowing what you want, the purpose of that. And I will say this fantastic watch pretty much has not left my wrist almost ever since. Yeah. So again, I bought it with a plan and a purpose. I've used it, so it's been worth it. But a lot of us are going to go get that deal. And maybe you got an awesome toaster. Maybe it's this silver chrome, super sleek. I don't know what it's going to take to be the awesome.
Bread,
yeah,
four
slice toaster. It does it in different. I don't know whatever kind of magic that toaster has, but you don't need it.
Yeah.
You know, you're the single sailor in the barracks and you really just need maybe two slices at the most.
Yeah.
But now you got this Mondo toaster and you're inviting your friends over to toast things and it's just not working for you, you know? So understanding what that's going to mean, for as silly as that sounds, that's just an example of, do you really need that $2,000 TV?
Yeah.
Even though it's $500 off and you're like, I'm saving $500. Yeah, but you're spending $2,000. So, you know, what are you going to need that for? I don't even have a wall big enough for that TV for 85 inches or whatever. So if it's not practical, then it doesn't make sense to. But we do that all the time because of the kind of peer pressure, the fear of missing out and all that kind of stuff. So, again, those kinds of things. It has turned into part of the holiday. You know, it's not just being thankful anymore. We'll talk a little bit about that after the break, but just how there's one way of celebrating the holidays, and then there's another way of actually living that out.
Number one, and built to stay that way. AFN, The Eagle.
We're here with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. Before, we're just talking about Thanksgiving, again, with the brunch. It's just pretty much planning.
Yeah.
All right. Planning is key, especially in these holiday seasons. You don't realize it until you're an adult. I mean, when I was a kid, the last thing I was thinking of is how much is this birthday present? How is it going to affect?
You didn't, like, price out the Thanksgiving meal?
No.
How much the turkey costs? You didn't
not
do that?
At all.
Okay.
No. I mean, everything seems so small when you're a kid. And then when you grow up, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
This turkey that I thought should be like $5 is really $20.
Or like, you know, all the stuff. So that's another like fantastic thing of working with. So we'll just say, we'll look at like your shop here, right? Looking and knowing that almost everybody's single. And then with the fact of like, how much is one single person going to eat? Mm-hmm. So are you going to have to get an entire turkey for just one guy? No, you don't. That's a little too much. And then more importantly, how are you going to cook that turkey anyway?
Yeah.
So again, company guy, MWR has great prices on your rotisserie turkeys, fantastic meal packages. They're coming. Great options for you. However, understanding that a single person doesn't need all that, you can work together. So that way you go out and just make, we'll just use for instances, whether you like it or not, that's not, this is just my illustration. You get to be the green bean casserole guy. So you bring the, you in on green bean casserole?
I am.
There we go. I picked the perfect one.
I love the fried onions.
There you go. You get that green bean casserole going on there. And then we're going to say that Mojica, I'm picturing him as a sweet potato guy. See, what if you've got to bring something, you get assigned something that you don't like, right?
Yeah.
And everybody just puts the piece of the puzzle together, and then all of a sudden you got a Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I think cranberry sauce, that's one that can kind of be divisive. Some people are, like, all on board, and other people,
yeah,
anti.
Yeah, I don't really like sauce cranberry.
You like the
sauce.
Jello-y stuff.
I love the canned cranberry.
See, there you go. Now that, we got some, yeah, we might have some divisive issues going on. You gotta have both kinds of cranberry or something like that, right?
It's too tart, you know? It's the one that comes out of the can, is it goes so good with on a sandwich, you know, turkey stuffing.
See, there we go. And then again, with that, like, see, stuffing. Is it stuffing? Is it dressing? Let's not pick sides. Let's just say that we love that bready goodness in there. And everybody's going to bring something. So when everybody brings something, then now you've got an entire meal, but you just took care of that one part. So it's easy to budget for. So
yeah.
All you did was just get that, and now everybody's going to share. Understanding some people have bigger appetites than others. They may have to dial it down just a little bit. Again, galley, you can go.
Eat a
very affordable.
Beforehand.
Yep. That's your own kind of pregame Thanksgiving right there. Is nobody said you got to have one meal. You can meal two or three times. You just don't have to eat crazy at every one and try to show off your, you know, mass consumption skills or something. Like, just dial it down a little bit. I will say, I was at Thanksgiving 2 years ago. with a former radio guest. And I looked at him across the table and I said, "What's wrong?" And he said, "What are you talking about?" I said, your plate is like half full. It's Thanksgiving." And like looked at me square and said, "I'm on a diet. Like, no. I'm trying to keep it thin right now." And I said, "What?" I said, "Come on, Thanksgiving. You could just go." And he goes, "Nope, got to be disciplined." So who knows where you're at this stage of life, of whatever situation you're in. A lot of times we use, again, the holidays as an excuse to kind of gorge ourselves and just go crazy. And then it compounds into spending a lot of money that we don't actually justify. So whether it's presents, whether it's the meal, Thanksgiving is meant to have a time to be thankful for things. And so knowing that you can take some time out, do some celebrating, but for a lot of people, honestly, they're thankful for the family that they're not going to have the opportunity to be around.
Yeah.
And so knowing that they'd rather be with family, of course, our time difference for a lot of people, they're going to try to catch up, do the FaceTime, whatever it's going to be with them. A lot of my local friends here, they know about the holiday. They may not have the deep celebration that we do, but you know, I'll get messages or get together with people that are here, and we'll have our own kind of our desert family that's here, of who you may work with, live with, whatever that's going to be, and hang out and take that time to celebrate. So again, we don't have to go to the extreme every time. We may want to. There's nothing like our heart's all in 100%, but our wallet can't back up what we want to do.
Yeah.
And so we've just got to say, like, right now, I'm thankful that I've been aware I got to dig myself out of debt right now. And so let's pay off the credit cards. And so you won't be able to spend it. It'll be a long weekend and some guys are going to be traveling. They'll be on leave or whatever it's going to be. And you just aren't going to be able to do that for right now at this season. But that's going to be something that'll save you. Again, small decisions that are going to make a big difference in the long run.
We play the best music. We have to. We have the best listeners. AFN The Eagle.
Good afternoon and welcome to Money Matters. Yes, we are still here. We have a little extended version today.
Definitely.
Because you gotta get known on this holiday planning and all that
exactly.
stuff. Exactly. We left off last time talking about Thanksgiving a little bit. Events that happen here, talk about the galley a little bit.
Yep.
I think one of the biggest things that could save you on money is honestly after Thanksgiving, and that's just eating your leftovers.
Yep.
I mean, I can't tell you the amount of turkey stuffing, all that stuff that we have in our fridge after Thanksgiving, and we put it to use. Sandwiches galore.
Right.
What else? Sometimes my stepmom one time made a casserole. Like a Thanksgiving casserole is really good.
So I will say that right now, again, here I go. We got to line this up better for sponsorship. But right there in our necks, we've got fantastic little cafe that's right there by Starbucks before you get to the smoothie place right there. And they've got basically a Thanksgiving meal sandwich.
Oh, at the inside the necks?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never had their sandwiches, but I've always been curious.
I mean, you're talking turkey, cranberry stuffing on a sandwich.
Yeah.
So delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I was just having this conversation with fantastic coworker, and we were just kind of reminiscing about how this time of year is great because you get certain kind of food. Like if somebody comes at you in April with the pumpkin pie, are you on it? I don't know. Some people, maybe they're in, maybe they're out.
I'm always in.
Yeah. But right now, you know that for whatever reason it is, pumpkin pie is the time. Yeah. It's good. And you're like, I don't really like pumpkin pie. And you're going to eat some. Why? Because everybody's just, this is the time where you do it. You don't do that. Like I said, you know, you're rolling into May and, summer's here. Nobody's going pumpkin pie. You can, but that's not like the cool thing to do, right? And so knowing that you're going to just have certain kinds of foods that, and again, we're in a different place. Like that's not part of this culture directly with the kind of food there is.
Yeah.
So I know, it wasn't my first, actually my first Thanksgiving. I never told you, did I? Like the first Thanksgiving that I had overseas. No, I guess it would have been the second one. The closest thing that I could find basically to Thanksgiving was was at IKEA. It was the meatballs, because the meatballs and gravy, and then you had mashed potatoes and that kind of cranberry sauce stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was it. And then that was kind of like almost tradition, like, oh, we got to go to IKEA for Thanksgiving. but see, remember we talked about, like, the point is not necessarily what the food is. Sometimes you really just have to embrace that holiday and be thankful for what you have. And so knowing that, you've got that opportunity. We kind of continued off air. We were talking about what, for in the United States anyway, is a huge part of our culture for Thanksgiving, which is not even always just eating. Because sometimes you eat, like, realistically, some people eat like two or three times during the day.
Yeah.
You have the Thanksgiving like at lunchtime, then you draw it out and have it again at dinner. Some in between snacking, whatever it's going to be. And that is usually based around football. But since we have different time frames, now it gives us the opportunity to actually have Thanksgiving and have football celebration at the same time.
Bingo.
Because we've got not just Thanksgiving football this year with three fantastic games, if you like the games, then also Black Friday.
Yeah.
So we talked about your Raiders playing the Chiefs, and so who knows what will come about then. The point is that if you're going to stay up, a lot of people are going to have that long weekend, you can always watch football.
Yeah.
And take that time, check it out. But again, you can do that with each other. You don't have to go crazy on spending all kinds of money. You can do like a group Talabat order. You don't have to like go nuts to brunching for now, since you've got 3 days off that you have to brunch every day. You can, you know, chill on that financial side of things. But knowing money-wise, again, getting set up, you want to prevent, you know, getting too far in the hole that you can't get out of, to where definitely you're going to be in debt and you can't pay off your credit cards and stuff. Just budget that beforehand.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, football is huge back in the States. I mean, out here, I still talk about it to pretty much anyone I can, just because I love to talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a day on the on the radio, I just talked about a whole hour just talking about football, how the season looks so far. I mean, what is going on?
And I think that
after teams that were terrible last year
are right at the top this year.
Oh, my goodness.
And so knowing that we have this kind of opportunity to celebrate with different people from different places, right, the different kinds of teams, you and I both agreed that we may not have the same favorite team, but we have the same favorite enemy.
Yeah.
So that's like, it's now we're bonded over that, right? Knowing that the Cowboys have fans everywhere, but they also have foes everywhere around the world. And so knowing,
That's what I like when they call it America's team.
Yeah.
I do not like when people call it that, because if you do a census of America on the Cowboys, more than majority are going to say they don't like them.
And I will say that not Fleet King, but Fleet Compton, he would argue with you that the Patriots are actually America's team, because their colors are red, white, and blue.
Definitely could
And they are the Patriots as opposed to the Cowboys. Yeah, so you're looking at who America's team really is. Again, let's not get into that deep debate on that. The point more is that depending on the culture and where you're at, you're going to celebrate it different. So turkey, that's one thing that not everybody eats turkey. Like, it's not part of the culture in that way. So sometimes you might have to be a bit creative and go maybe rotisserie chicken instead. Tofurkey, if you're going to go on the veg side maybe, or the turducken if you want to go next level. With a little bit of everything. But in all seriousness, sometimes just realizing you're going to be in a different place, a different culture, they're just not going to celebrate the way that you do. And so you adapt. And more importantly, like we said, the big thing with all of this, as we move into arguably the one of, if not the biggest holiday of the season, coming up with what we'll talk about with Christmas and at least that season of things, just knowing that's where the real big expenditure usually comes.
Today's best variety, because you stay young by believing in the future, not holding on to the past. AFN the Eagle.
We are here with Mr. Patrick Underwood talking about, we just finished talking up Thanksgiving. Now we're getting ready to head in right into Christmas time, because hey, that probably is one of the most celebrated, not around the world at all, but one of the most celebrated holidays in America, and the hype around it.
Yeah.
I mean, the hype alone just sets it apart from the other ones.
Yeah, you can be open. I'm not anti.
Yeah.
But the how the origination of Christmas is not in general what everybody's celebrating now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all kind of more celebrating what I call the commercialism of Christmas. So I was shocked when I the first Christmas that I was here, how Christmas Bahrain is. Because I was thinking, like, these guys don't know nothing about Christmas. Like, what is going on? They totally know about Christmas, and they totally celebrate it. So it's like, I was like, all right, there's the, like, ignorant dude. Because I kind of, I came here from Italy. So this will be my sixth Christmas, now that I think about it. So I came here from Italy, which is very pro-Christmas.
Yeah.
They got Christmas markets and they're in castles and all kinds of crazy cool stuff and whatever. But the cool thing about being here is that basically it's almost the week before. It's like the kind of week and a half before is National Day.
Mm.
So we got a huge thing that happens here with National Day, and with National Day for us here in the kingdom, red and white, and they put red and white lights on all the green trees. It's like Christmas.
Yeah.
And you're going like, wait, wow, look at all those Christmas lights. They're technically not Christmas lights. They're National Day lights. But, you know, they're definitely not anti-Christmas. That's the great thing about the diversity in the culture here in the kingdom is that you're going to be able to have all kinds of different stuff. Again, there's going to be the brunches. This year, the way that Christmas
what kind of food is even around then, more turkey.
Yes, and they have all kinds of different. You know, it depends on where the brunch is going to be and all of that. Because every, you know, the different clubs, like the British club, will have stuff, and the rugby club will have stuff out at the golf course. Like there are a lot of places, you know, that you've got local places, hotel places, expat kind of places that you're going to find all kinds of different food at different things. So even some of the stuff that wouldn't be, I guess, textbook Middle Eastern or Bahraini, they'll have here just because of who is here. So, I mean, are you a big mincemeat pie guy?
I think I've had it like once or twice. The main thing I can like compare it to, kind of like an empanada.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty similar. Different crust, that's pretty much it. And different filling if you spices wise.
But when you see pie, like you're thinking kind of like my brain's going different. And I remember the first time I got
a huge pie guy.
Yeah.
Chicken pot pie.
Yes.
I'm
shepherd's pie. Delicious.
Cottage
just
pie.
Bring it
all
on.
That
yeah.
stuff is so underrated in my opinion. And
so you'll get some of that here just simply because of where a bunch of people here in Bahrain come from.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a great blend of all the different kinds of backgrounds and stuff like that. And so kind of moving from National Day into Christmas and then going through that Christmas this year, Christmas and New Year's are like really close to the weekend.
Mm.
So that's going to make it, you know, extra celebratory.
Yeah, and Christmas is like a Wednesday and then the weekend pass. It's like the New Year's on a Tuesday.
So you're going to sit and now go with one of the biggest places in the world to celebrate New Year's is right in our next door neighbor at Dubai. So knowing that you have options of where you can be, what you can do, not have to travel very far and be part of the big show, huge fireworks thing. It gets put on TV all around the world and all that kind of stuff. But if you're going to stay in a hotel, the hotel's probably going to be 10 times more because there's 10 times more fun and all of that kind of great stuff. So again, not saying don't do it, just make sure that you budget for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that the opportunities we have to be here, knowing that the holidays are going to come, we're going to have some long weekends and stuff for a bunch of different people. Some people are going to take leave, run around, go on an adventure. We know coming into the springtime, some people already have leave planned, right? So we got to say, oh, hey, we've got plans. Again, knowing, man, planning sounds so hard sometimes, but if we just take the time to go out and do it a little bit, we know that we're going to have some good results from that.
Definitely just do like a little bit out of day as well.
I mean, you
can definitely like overwhelm yourself.
Exactly.
Doing it a lot at the same time. That's
good job.
Yeah. With me. Yeah, taking one step at a time, planning each day individually helps, mm-hmm. or just doing one step at a time, as in this day, just plan a hotel,
mm-hmm.
rent a hotel. Next day, maybe look at some food options, mm-hmm. festivities, activities, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know when I've been in different places, primarily in Europe, mm-hmm. I'd literally just get my phone and we'd get on the road, on the train, in the car, whatever. And then whenever we would get near somewhere where we felt like we would stop, I'd just start looking like on different kinds of sites, apps, mm-hmm. of what's available and places to stay. You know, the kind of Vrbo, B&B, booking, all that kind of different stuff of like what your different options are.
Yeah.
And so then now you don't feel the same kind of stress to have to be somewhere by certain times and all of that. You can kind of relax a little bit more. But that comes down to, again, who you're doing it with, because not everybody's personality is going to be that way. Some people are super prep. It's kind of like going to the airport,
mm-hmm.
and some people got to be there like 4 hours before they're leaving, and other people just kind of skate right in before the plane takes off. So you got to know who you're traveling with and
yeah.
what all that means. But that's like what the holidays are about, right? Is all that time you want to spend with people, and not just spend your money, but then create these experiences, create these memories, and know that there's a lot more to the holiday than just like all kinds of craziness and spending money. That you're hopefully there celebrating more than what that thin, empty wallet may be, yeah. but the fact that you're going to celebrate, have that. And you may, I mean, we just have a wonderful friend, coworker depart right after doing the show with Fleet today, knowing that Johnny Jams is, you know, on his way. Aloha oi, fair winds to a fantastic new duty station, but then knowing, hey, we won't be able to do Thanksgiving with them now.
Mm-hmm.
And so knowing that we're limited by sometimes the geography and time of how long we're going to be somewhere, who we're going to be with. So the memories that we're going to have, that we just make them and say that we're thankful for that opportunity that we have.
Short on wind, long on music. AFN The Eagle.
We are with Mr. Patrick Underwood, mm-hmm. with the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. Just getting ready to wrap it up here about all this holiday planning stuff. Is there anything yep. else you'd like to say?
No, just I think we've talked about this in the past. The one thing about this time, once it starts going, it's kind of like the snowball effect, that it can just keep going and then get out of control real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we've talked about a bunch of different times is knowing what your resources are for everything, including finances. So knowing finance-wise, of course, you can go to your CFS. We've got a bunch of different classes at Fleet and Family. We, on top of just financial classes, then, of course, we've also got the, you know, the counseling stuff.
Yeah.
And not just counseling that you can go and visit, but we got mind, body, mental fitness. So that happens every week, and there's six different like kind of modules for that, and you don't have to take them consecutively. You can just look in on the schedule and take what you want. But the point is that there are people you can talk to. So if you're lonely, you're overwhelmed, you're just like, man, I've never had to do this. I think like what we've talked about, this is the first time for some people that they're going to be away from family for Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Definitely.
And for some people, they think that they don't really care, because they'll get around and like maybe duke it out with their family a little bit more. Sometimes yeah. you got to have like a meal with relatives you don't really like.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I think that's actually going to be not bad. And then you go through it and then you think about like how much hanging out with your family can mean to you.
Yeah.
So yeah, just knowing that there are people to talk to. We've got MFLAX, mental health, and all that kind of great stuff. But there are things, like we said, that you can do out in the kingdom. So you can experience, you don't have to just, you know, kind of lock yourself up and be, I'm not anti-gaming, but I'm just saying, you know, you don't have to sit there and then just game for the entire weekend. You can go out and see some stuff and know that a lot of the stuff, it is free or, you know, really affordable to do. You don't have to spend a lot of money, but just knowing that you can be prepared for stuff happening. And then if and when things get you know, a little challenging, that there are resources for you for sure.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for coming on to the show today.
No doubt.
We always appreciate your time, and we always are down to learn some new money matter moves.
Definitely. And I'm just really happy that we've got this platform to do it. And then most importantly, you know, with everybody being here, and we realize there are people that are going to be going, you know, whether it's on leave, vacation, whatever, but this is kind of our desert family, the family away from other people. So whether it's your, you know, your workmates, your department, your roommates, whatever it is, neighbors, that you can still celebrate the holidays, still be thankful, still appreciate things, and make it through on the other side totally unscathed financially, but more importantly, emotionally, knowing that there's people to support you and there's resources we've got for everybody.